Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
You got the cool water when the fever runs high. You've got the look of love light in your eyes, and I was in crazy motion till you calmed me down. It took a little time, but you calmed me down. When something goes wrong, I'm the first to admit it. I'm the first to admit it, and the last one to know. When something goes right, well, it's likely to lose me. It's apt to confuse me because it's such an unusual sight. Oh, I can't get used to something so right, something so right. They got a wall in China, it's 1,000 miles long, to keep out the foreigners. They made it strong, and I got a wall around me that you can't even see. It took a little time to get next to me. When something goes wrong, I'm the first to admit it. I'm the first to admit it, and the last one to know. When something goes right, well, it's likely to lose me. It's apt to confuse me because it's such an unusual sight. Oh, I can't get used to something so right, something so right. Some people never say the words "I love you." It's not their style to be so bold. Some people never say those words, "I love you," but like a child, they're longing to be told. Never say those words, "I love you," but like a child, they're longing to be told. When something goes wrong, I'm the first to admit it. I'm the first to admit it, and the last one to know. when something goes right, well, it's likely to lose me. It's apt to confuse me because it's such an unusual sight. Oh, I can't get used to something so right. Ooh, something so something so right.
From a titan on the jazz microphone, that was vocalist and pianist Diane Schur, and that was the cut Something So Right off her 2020 CD Running on Faith. And both of these titles fit for the conversation I had with her back in April 2020 as the COVID-19 quarantine was ramping up. She spoke to us from her home in Palm Springs, and she goes by the nickname Deedles, which her mother gave her. And speaking of her mother, she opened up to us about this time in isolation. It was a very frank and open way, and it had to do with her mom. Take a listen.
I was placed in an incubator shortly after my birth for 6 weeks. And that was the blindness was caused because of the oxygen content of that incubator. It was far too high. So it's in medical terms, it's called retinal fibroplasia. So, but what this meant is that I was not touched. There was no bonding, and I'm sure I was probably fed from a baby bottle, but pretty much I was alone those 6 weeks. My mom didn't stay at the hospital. She'd go home. So it was like, in a way, by the grand design, I may have been getting prepared for such a moment as what we're going through right now.
This Tacoma-born singer grew up steeped in the traditional jazz ways with her parents' formidable record collection, full of LPs by Duke Ellington, and one of her major influences, Dinah Washington. Along with singing, she is a very accomplished pianist, accompanying herself on stage, whether leading her own small group, with a big band, or symphony orchestra. On this new album, she captures the essence of Dinah, and it's a very reflective John. She co-produced this with Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Ernie Watts. Running on Faith comes out on May 8th, 2020 on Jazz Heads Music Group, and it is a follow-up to her very well-received I Remember You with Love to Stan and Frank, her debut with Jazz Heads in 2014. And that album was an homage to two of her mentors, Frank Sinatra and Stan Getz, and it commemorates her official discovery by the titan Stan Getz at the 1979 Monterey Jazz Festival. Her career has included two Grammy Awards and so much respect as an educator and performer, and she opened up about what an honor it is.
You know, in a way, I kind of feel honored to be able to be placed in such a position to be able to be, I like to think of being of service to humanity in putting out something like this.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a resilient town that will rebound back to those Renaissance vibes it was full of in mid-March 2020, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best of jazz each and every week. From composer, musician, and music arranger Joe Harnell, we go next. This is the tune Alley Cat off the 1966 LP Golden Piano Hits as we roll on. Thank you.
Hi, this is Diane Shore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Nomino.
Thank you.
That was a star on the tenor saxophone, Dana Stevens, joined by his trio with the song Loosey Goosey off his latest 2020 CD called Liberty. This cat has garnered critical acclaim over the years for his playing, compositions, and arrangements. This Brooklyn-born, Bay Area-raised artist has traveled and recorded across a large swath of the jazz world with the likes of Brad Mehldau, Roy Hargrove, Rufus Reed, and John Scofield. From one of the brightest stars on the Polish jazz scene, this is pianist Marcin Wasilewski with his trio with the tune New York 2007 off a 2008 CD simply called January, as the show rolls on.
Guitarist Aaron Stressner, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Lincoln, Nebraska-based jazz guitarist Aaron Stroessner, joined by his quartet with the tune Amtrak off the 2020 CD Haymarket Station. Along with the music, he is a very busy professor and loves to perform. And he stresses that value of live performance with his students. And we caught up with him during the quarantine of 2020. And this is what he had to say about it.
There are just so many more lessons to be drawn listening to people play. I say this to my young guitar students as well. I kind of chastise them when I never see them around town. I'm like, hey, how come you never go out? I never see you listening to stuff. And again, they can say, I've been listening to this West Montgomery. And, you know, I'm like, well, that's great. But, like, to go there and sit in a venue and to watch the guy, that's a whole other experience. There's just so much more to be drawn from that.
So dig the organ good, man. Here's Jimmy circa 1967 with Jimmy's Jam off the LP Organ Greats as the music keeps on getting better around here.
Hi, this is Jay Sennett. Thanks so much for having me on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. He brings you the best in jazz right here in your area. So thanks for tuning in.
That was Denora, Pennsylvania native drummer, composer, and bandleader Jay Sinnott with the 0 to 60 Quartet with the 2019 tune That Sad off his CD, Just When You Thought. He came to Virginia in the mid-70s to serve in the U.S. Navy and quickly began his music career that turned into a pro, and he's produced over 15-plus albums. We caught up with him here at the show during a calmer time prior to the COVID-19 quarantine, and he spoke to us about creating.
I love the creative process. I love creating, man. I'm a pure artist. I'm a chef. I love creating flavor profiles in my food. I used to paint. Wasn't very good at it, but I just love the process of creating layers, seeing things. I always like to see the stories in creation.
From the legendary singer, composer, and arranger, Carmen Lundy, right out of Miami, Florida, this is the tune Clear Blue Skies off the 2019 CD Modern Ancestors, right here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. I feel like flying, flying, flying. I feel you like flying, flying, flying. I feel like I'm flying. Clear blue skies are on the way. Say goodbye to the rainy day. Clear blue skies are on. No tears to wipe away. No clouds so dark and gray. It's so wonderful to say goodbye to the rainy day. Clear blue sky. Clear blue skies are on the way. Hey. So wonderful to say goodbye to the rainy day. Clear blue sky. Clear blue skies are on the way. Clear blue skies are on the way. Clear blue skies are on the way.
Yassi Kohan, I'm a composer, drummer. I run a couple of bands. My last record, Music Conspiracy, will be played by Neon Jazz, which I listen as often as I can when I'm near Kansas City. Keep on playing jazz. Thank you very much.
Don't know your story. I know your story, 'cause you told it. Know your story, 'cause you told it many times. I know your story, 'cause you told it many times. So start the song. Don't need to so
That was Polish drummer, composer, arranger, and music producer Jacek Kochan, joined by his Music Conspiracy with the tune Fear No More off the 2020 CD Occupational Hazard. And this album came out around the beginning of the worldwide coronavirus quarantine. After having started his adventures in music in Poland in the 70s, he moved in the early 80s to New York City, then to Canada, working with the best in jazz. And we asked him about what his hopes were for the jazz world following this COVID-19 shutdown. This is what he had to say.
You played, you'll be
shared, and it's like it's both ways relation. It's like marriage, I would say, you know. So hopefully, you know, the concerts will be alive. We will be able to play music to people all over the world and give some joy and get back the joy they give us.
Man, this cat was my dad's favorite actor when he was around, and he's becoming one of my favorite curators of jazz. From the LP Riff Jazz circa 1958, this is Round Rock Riff from the one and only Jackie Gleason as we head towards the end of this hour of jazz, kids.
Thank you.
That was the one and only Champ on the Keys, Scott Joplin with Gladiolus Rag off the 1970 LP, Piano Rags. And finally, from one of the finest sax cats on the planet, this is Larry McKenna with the song How About You off the 2000 CD, It May As Well Be Spring, and it is around here in these parts, and that sunshine is very welcome during this time on the planet. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man surviving the quarantine with style and grace, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.